This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
The Bucks' winning streak comes to an end. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Hawks 119-104. That snapped the Bucks' seven-game winning streak. The Hawks have now won five in a row. Doc Rivers said after playing the Pistons in Detroit the night before, the Bucks looked tired.
I thought we were dead-legged most of the game. You know, we didn't think well, which is a direct sign of fatigue. Shoot very well. Our passes were really late. Like, I didn't think we passed the ball well at all tonight. We had guys open, and then we passed it. You know, it felt like that the entire night.
College volleyball. Six players from the Badgers women's team named to the Big Ten All-Conference team. And for the second year in a row, the Badgers' Sarah Franklin named Big Ten Player of the Year. NFL, the Green Bay Packers on Thursday Night Football. Lucas Van Ness before boarding the team flight on what to expect from the Lions and the Packers.
We know it's going to be a physical brand of football. I think over there in Detroit and here in Green Bay, we're both two football teams that, you know, want to come out and play a physical brand of football and kind of just dominate you. And we saw that in the first game. And granted, that was some crazy elements that we were dealing with. So I think we're looking forward to getting a second opportunity and proving ourselves.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a new binge-watch gem, it's always good to check award nominations. In this case, the Independent Spirit Awards for the Best TV Show noms include, to no one's surprise, Shogun, which cleaned up at the Emmys earlier this year, the twisted and at times hard-to-watch Baby Reindeer, Atlantic Pictures and BET's Diara from Detroit, and FX's The English Teacher. The National Board of Review has selected Wicked as the best film of the year. Wicked director John M. Chu was also named Best Director by the NBR, and the organization gave a special award to Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande for their creative collaboration. Daniel Craig received the Best Actor Award for his role in the film Queer, and Nicole Kidman took home the Best Actress Award for Baby Girl. The National Board of Review will hold their celebratory event January 7th in New York City. Do you have an actor you like to watch, even if he or she is in a TV show or movie that isn't great? That's how I feel about Colman Domingo, who is the star of the show Madness. Domingo plays an outspoken TV personality who rents an Airbnb in the secluded Pennsylvania woods to work on a book, but stumbles upon a murder. He ends up fighting for his life while trying to clear his name after being framed for the crime. I can't give it rave reviews, but it's not a bad thriller, mostly because of the performance of Domingo. Season 1 of The Madness is available to stream on Netflix. Speaking of Domingo, his film Sing Sing is one of five nominees for Best Picture by the Independent Spirit Awards. Other nominees include the Demi Moore horror film The Substance, modern-day Cinderella critics' darling Enora, A24's I Saw the TV Glow, and Amazon MGM's Nickel Boys, which will be in theaters December 13th. Many more nominations for many more award shows will be announced right around the corner, folks. If it's huge blockbusters or holiday films you're looking for in theaters this weekend, you will have to see films that are already released. But if you're not ready to throw yourself into the world of holiday films just yet, or are in the mood for some offbeat, quirky flicks, this could be your weekend. Comedy sci-fi Y2K rolls out Friday and takes us back to 1999, when the world was in a panic over what would happen when the clock struck midnight on New Year's Eve. The film follows two high schoolers who crash a New Year's Eve party and end up fighting for their lives. If you're in the mood for a Lou Diamond Phillips movie, and who isn't, check out the horror film Werewolves, which also stars Frank Grillo, but has not yet been reviewed, so beware. If you're looking for a comedy horror, the film Night opens this week in wide release as well. The film stars Amy Adams playing a mom who takes time off work to stay home with her kids, but finds herself turning into a dog. I did not misspeak. Despite the offbeat storyline, the film is pulling a 63 on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy and cold today, but it is not going to be windy. Our high right around 20 this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 7 above. Could see a few flurries overnight tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the low 20s. We'll bounce back into the mid to upper 30s by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 14.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.